A shadow has fallen upon the scene so lately lighted by the Allied victory, Churchill said. Nobody knows what Soviet Russia and its communist international organization intends to do in the immediate future, or what are the limits, if any, to their expansive and proselytizing tendencies. We understand the Russian need to secure on her western frontiers by the removal of all possibility of German, to be secure on her western frontiers by the removal of all possibility of German aggression. We welcome her to her rightful place among the leading nations of the world. It is my duty, however, to place before you certain facts. From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe: Warsaw, Berlin, Prague, Vienna, Budapest, Belgrade, Bucharest, and Sofia, all famous cities. And the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere, and all are subject in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in many cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. Athens alone, Greece with its immortal glories, is free to decide its future at an election under British, American, and French observation. The Russian-dominated Polish government has been encouraged to make enormous and wrongful inroads into Germany, and mass expulsions of millions of Germans on a scale grievous and undreamed of are now taking place. The communist parties, which were very small in all these eastern states of Europe, have been raised to preeminence and power far beyond their numbers, and are seeking everywhere to obtain totalitarian control. If now the Soviet government tries by separate action to build up a pro-communist Germany in their areas, this will cause new serious difficulties in the British and American zones and will give the defeated Germans the power of putting themselves to auction, up to auction between the Soviets and the Western democracies. Whatever conclusions may be drawn from these facts, and facts they are, this is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up, nor is it one which contains the essentials of permanent peace. This sense, already palpable in early 1946, of impending confrontation between an aggressive Soviet Union bent not only upon securing the basis of its security in Eastern Europe, but extending communism into Eastern Europe, this would only intensify as the years passed. The Soviets refused to cooperate in the joint economic policies for an occupied Germany. The Soviets approached Germany. The Soviet Union had, as we've seen, suffered grievously under the hand of the Germans. 22 million Russian dead, virtually all of Western Russia devastated by German occupation and warfare. The Russians approached the occupation of Germany and demanded economic reparations. Factories were dismantled piece by piece in Eastern Germany and removed to the Soviet Union. And the Soviets also demanded reparations from the western zones of Germany. After all, the greatest industrial power of Germany was to be found in the western zones of occupation. The United States and Britain and France, which would have a zone carved out of the western Allied zones at American and British insistence, the Western Allies were intent on an economic recovery, fearing that if the economic situation in Germany were allowed to deteriorate, and it was in terrible, dire straits in 1945-46, that the German population might indeed be susceptible to communist appeals. The Soviets refused to cooperate in this regard, making repeated demands for additional reparations and for reparations from the Western zones. The Soviets also pressured Turkey for joint control of the straits, this age-old desire of Russian regimes. And the Soviets lent aid to the Greek communists in the Greek Civil War. It had been this which prompted Churchill to deliver his Iron Curtain speech at Fulton, Missouri in 1946. It was, in fact, the Soviet support for the Greek communists in the Civil War in Greece that at last prompted the United States to draw a line in the sand. Determined to prevent a Soviet takeover of Greece, the United States would announce a new policy, the policy of containment, the containment of communism, to hold the Soviet Union in check. This came to be known as the Truman Doctrine, enunciated by President Truman.